Good morning, everybody. Lauren comments on the pasuk in Tehillim. If the pasuk seems to be describing the mitzvah of Tehila as from Dvarim HaLamdim Berum HaShavarim, one of the most important mitzvahs, the Rambam, in his listing of the minyan on mitzvahs, this the mitzvahs, he starts off with the most important mitzvah, to believe in God, to believe in one God, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, and then to daven to Hashem. He considers davening one of the most important mitzvahs. The essence of davening in our religion, which is the true religion, the essence of davening is to ask for bakashas sarachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of our needs. In the Avodah Zarah religion, the essence of the prayer by them is very often praising the Avodah Zarah, because the religions were invented by human beings. The human beings appreciate flattery. So imagine that God also appreciates flattery. In our religion, we don't flatter the Rabban Shalom so much. We have to daven with Derech Eretz. So the Gemara learns out from Pesukim and Tanakh and Chumash, what does Derech Eretz dictate when you ask for Bakasha Sarach? So Moshe Rabbeinu offered prayers. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. So he introduces his prayers with Shevach and he concludes the prayers with Haidoya. That's how we formulated, that's how the Anshek Nes HaGdolah, the Gemara says Anshek Nes HaGdolah was consisted of 120 Talmid Chachamim. And amongst them were several prophets, because you have to, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChayim, you have to have a Koyach HaNevuah, a Koyach HaRuach HaKodesh, to know how to formulate a tefillah. So they formulated the tefillahs first to begin with Shevach. Rabban Shalom does need the Shevach, but Derech Eretz dictates. It's not proper for us to ask for Bakasha Sarachim without first saying Shevach, without ending off with Hoidoya. Moedim Anach Loch, we thank you for everything that you gave us, but the essence of the davening is the middle part of the davening of Bakasha Sarachim. The many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam understood the Gemara at face value. The Gemara seems to say, Leovda b'chol levavchem, avedu shebelev, is tefillah. That is an obligation in our Torah to daven once a day, every day. And the Gemara that say there are so many leniencies regarding davening because tefillah is only with the Rabbanan. That means the particular nusach tefillah, the text of the tefillah as we have it, that was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That's with the Rabbanan. And the fact that we daven three times a day on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, four times a day on Yom Kippur, we daven five times a day, we say Ne'ilah, more than one davening a day, that's mid the Rabbanan. Means the obligation to daven is mid the Rabbanan. The accomplishment is min HaTorah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is listening to our prayers min HaTorah. He's not just listening mid the Rabbanan. The tefillah makes sense. The Rabban, who disagrees with the Rambam, says that tefillah b'chol yom is only mid the Rabbanan. Only tefillah be'ez sarah is min HaTorah. Rabban writes, however, that the inyan HaTfilah is min HaTorah. Means the chalois, the kiyum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens min HaTorah. It's not the min HaTorah we're talking to the world's mid the Rabbanan. We make believe as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is listening. No, he listens min HaTorah. Again, the essence of davening is the middle part, the middle 13 brachas of the Shema Esrei. It's bakasha sarach. And Derech Eretz dictates that the olam yisadu adam shvach shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achakach yispalel. So that's why we say the Gimel Rishonis, the first three brachas of the Shema Esrei. And that's why the Chachamim are Mesakim, we should say the Birchas Kriya Shema right before we start the Shema Esrei. The Birchas Kriya Shema is also Shevach. It's an enhancement of the Yisad Adam Shvach Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the essence, the Rambam writes, the Ikar part of Tefillah B'Tzibur begins when the Chazan says Baruch Hu, and you say the Birchas Kriya Shema and so on. And then the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah apparently also instituted the Takana of Psukah de Zimra. That doesn't seem to be that obligatory. The Gemara would appear, that not everybody would say Psukah de Zimra. One of the Tanaim says, I hope I'll always be able to recite the Psukah de Zimra. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, one Mesakeh, and if you have time, you should say the Psukah de Zimra also. Say Baruch Shama at the beginning, Yishtabach at the end, and have Psukah de Zimra. That enhances the Yisad Adam Shvach Shavagash Baruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbi Yoina that if a person came into shul late, and by the time he puts on his talis and his tefillin, Chazan is up to Baruch Hu already, so you should, that's the Yikar Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Rambam writes, Tefillah B'Tzibur begins when the Chazan says Kaddish right before Baruch Hu, and you say the Birchas Kriya Shema. You shouldn't, if the Chazan is already up to Baruch Hu, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's not proper to take time to say Psukah de Zimra, and then to get to the Birchas Kriya Shema. That's the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Have a nice day.